Recognition, power, and influence is your birthright, and this podcast shows you how to get there. Welcome to episode number 225. Today's episode, I am breaking down all of the problems with the traditional STAR method and the approach that you might be taking to interviews, and specifically why the STAR method doesn't actually work when you're interviewing at the executive level, and giving you my 3C approach to interviewing and the incredible results that my clients are getting from taking this result, and breaking down each one of those C's so that you know how to apply my executive interview strategy on your very next interview so that you can move from receiving job interviews to receiving job offers. Okay, let's get started.
Welcome to Women Changing Leadership. I am your host, Stacey Mayer, and I teach you how to get promoted, get paid, and bring your whole self to the leadership table. I am on a mission to change organizations from the C-suite out, because women are the new face of leadership, and we are doing it on our terms.
Hello, corporate badasses. Welcome to another episode of Women Changing Leadership. I am your host, Stacey Mayer, and super excited, as always, to be here with you again this week. Today's episode is about interview strategy and the strategy that I teach all of my clients on how to interview at the next level of leadership. Now, this strategy works brilliantly and is a necessary strategy if you're looking to transition from a director level into a vice president role, or perhaps you're in a vice president role and you just want to get another vice president role and you're trying to figure out how to interview differently because the types of interviews that you're doing aren't working, or you're finding yourself getting jobs and job offers for the wrong roles. So I'm going to describe in today's episode what some of those wrong roles might be and how you might be inadvertently creating them for yourself, even if it doesn't feel like it. I also want to let you know that I have a PDF download that you can download as a supplement to today's episode at stacymayer.com/interview guide. That's stacymayer.com/interview guide. You can go on there. It's 100% free. Put your name, email address, and then after that, you're going to be signed up also to receive more free resources from me, and then also be the first to be notified for any upcoming events. Because today's methodology was actually something that I spoke about in detail and coached women on it inside of a very special event that I did just a couple of months ago. So if you want the opportunity to get feedback directly from me on the interview process and how you're showing up for interviews, then you're definitely going to want to be on my email list. And also, this PDF guide is incredibly invaluable. So go to stacymayer.com/interview guide, download that right away. And otherwise, I want to talk to you about a concept that is going to be so easy for you to understand, because as soon as you hear this, you're going to be like, yes, that's exactly how I feel. And one of the ways that I know this is because when I did that big event, every single head nodded when I brought up this information. They were like, yes, that is so true. Now, before I get into it, I want to also recognize those of you who are looking to transition into lower levels of leadership, like perhaps you're an individual contributor and you're looking to become a manager, or you're a senior manager and you're looking to transition into the director level. As you know, I work with clients on all stages of the executive leadership pipeline. So even if your 3X or perhaps your 6X vision is to get into executive leadership someday, the methodology that I teach works for everyone all along the way. But in particular, it is especially important for those of you looking to be a part of the management team. It makes this type of interview process non-negotiable. So you see the difference? You're going to get job offers using your own methodology, the methodology you've been using your entire career, what's working for you. But when you want to transition into higher levels of executive leadership, you literally don't have a choice. You have to change the way you're interviewing. Otherwise, you're going to find yourself either one, out of work, or two, in a job where you don't like it, where you're constantly having to prove yourself, where you're working 80-hour weeks, when you feel like you have to keep up with the Joneses, you're over delivering, and you still don't feel like you're truly a part of the management team. So let me just describe to you the traditional interview style. Now, you've probably heard of the STAR method. So I just want to start out there. The STAR method is STAR, specific, task, action, and results. And this is a methodology taught in interview skills training so that we can elongate our skills and put them into a story, essentially, so that we can actually explain how we accomplished something. And I do see a lot of value in this methodology, and I want to acknowledge why it was created and how it works for clients in general. But I also want you to know that it's a terrible methodology if you want to transition into higher levels of executive leadership. So I'll explain why it's terrible in a second. But first, let me start with the purpose and what purpose it does serve. So for a lot of you listening, you're really bad storytellers. I'm just going to cut to the chase. You're terrible at talking about how you got your wins, why you in particular were able to solve something. You're terrible at painting the picture. The reason why I know that you're terrible is because clients mention things to me all the time. And then when I ask them why or how or what that matters to me, you know, meaning me as in their organization or the person who might be interviewing them, they can't answer that second question. So that's why I know that you're not so great at this. And when you use the STAR method and you get really specific, you talk about the task, you talk very specifically about the actions that you took and the results that you got, now you're elongating the story. You're essentially telling the how, the why, how you actually created that accomplishment. Now, all of that is good. I want you to elongate the story. I want you to, quote unquote, in my opinion, show your work. But the inherent problem with this methodology is it keeps you as a subject matter expert. Because the nature of STAR is that there's a specific task at hand, and I took action, and this is the result that I got. And as long as you are still operating as a subject matter expert and not an ideas-based leader, as long as you still are presenting yourself as that subject matter expert, then you are essentially not scalable. Your career is not scalable. They won't promote you or hire you for those higher level leadership positions because you are so focused on the task at hand. Now, again, many of you will get the job, especially at the director level or below. You'll be happily handed a job that it requires 80 hours of work, 5 projects at a time, constantly being able to prove yourself, making sure that everybody knows those specific tasks, actions, and results that you got out of that project so that you have value and that you are making that impact and everybody needs to know how great you are all the time. And so when we interview in this traditional STAR method and we leave it there, and that's as far as we get, we either one, don't get the job offer, or two, we do get the job offer and then we hate the job. That tends to happen. We can stay for a couple of years and then we're like, I'm constantly proving myself. I'm constantly doing these amazing projects. Last week, I did a podcast episode on all of the incredible impact that you're making at your organization and to what end. You don't have true influence at your company. And so then it falls flat after a couple of years and then you come to work with me because you want to make that bigger impact where you can truly have influence at your company. So that's the first thing about the STAR methodology. Now I want to tell you about what I teach and the particulars of what executive leadership really wants to see in you. Now, remember, if you're going into an interview, you don't want to course correct the wrong way and just speak very high level visionary language, but you're never talking about your accomplishments. Women tend to have a tendency to do that as well. They don't really own the numbers. They don't own the impact that they were making truly at their organization. I want you to do both. So if you're going to talk about the actions and the tasks that you did and the specific results that you got, at the same time, this is my particular approach, and it's called the three C's. And this is essentially, in addition to your subject matter expertise and being good at your job, so this is what you can read on a resume. This is what got you in the door. Everything that you're going to mention in the quote-unquote star method could be read on your resume. It's how you got there. Now you need to come into these interviews exhibiting the three C's. And those three C's that I have created, and this is easy to remember, so I just, like, all you have to do is remember, I need to show them culture, confidence, and commitment. So remember, your resume got you in the door. Understand what specific results that you got for your organization. Do your homework. Have all of that information at hand. Be willing to share that as you go. And then get into the interview and be willing to have a conversation with executive leadership where you exhibit the three C's of culture, confidence, and commitment. So let's start out with culture. And this is a really big thing. It matters a lot, of course, at the C-suite. If you get along with the organization, you have to be able to have very strong relationships with other C-suite leaders. Now, getting along does not mean that you don't push back, that you don't have ideas, you know, swim in your own lane, all of those great things. We're not like getting along with people as in friends, but you have to be representative of the culture of that particular organization. And once you get into those higher levels of leadership, that's when relationships matter most. And so in an interview process, like once you actually get the job, you're going to be doing 15-minute ally meetings. You're going to be building that culture. You're going to understand. But in the interview process, when I ask you, how are you going to exhibit culture and that you're a good cultural fit for the organization? In one way, you're going to understand the organization's politics and the hierarchy and what matters to that company. And so in the interview process, you're speaking to their particular needs as an organization, and then you are applying that to your own career. And you're giving very specific instances where you have been able to build out a culture at your organization, a culture of change, a culture of collaboration, a culture of strategic planning, a culture of huge wins. So whatever that culture might be that you've been able to exhibit throughout your leadership career, you're going to tell stories that highlight that culture. Now, unfortunately, there's this other aspect of culture, which is, am I an executive leader or am I a subject matter expert? And so when you speak to this language in the STAR method of constantly having to prove yourself, and you're talking about all your really great accomplishments, then what you're showing them is that I bring the culture of constantly having to prove myself. I bring the culture of over-delivery and high achievement. Now, that is not the opposite of high standards and having a strong aptitude for results. That is very different than over-delivering, overachieving, constantly solving problems, constantly putting out fires. Again, constantly putting out fires is different and not the opposite of, but different than being able to do hard things. And so when you show them that you're willing to work hard, that you are able to solve bigger problems, then you're showing them that you bring the culture of change and drive, but not in that constantly trying to prove myself attitude. So there's a subtle difference. And actually, a lot of times, in my opinion, it's actually not subtle at all. You can smell it, you can see it, you can feel it, and it's awful. It's part of the reason that women don't like interviewing with their skills. They don't like interviewing with the ROI. They don't like interviewing necessarily in the STAR methodology where they have to talk about the results that they got, because then they end up over-indexing into this proving themselves mentality. But I think what we've done is we have, as women, we've committed to that. We're like, all right, if I just show them how great I am, then they'll accept me. But the truth is, if you show them how you solved this problem, how you see culture, how you created reorgs, how you created change at your organization, that is better than proving the results that you got. So that is one big mistake that I see a lot of women doing, and you can start to fix it by showing up in this idea of being a great cultural fit for this particular organization. Again, different than like everybody else, but what is it that you really bring to the table, and what is that understanding that you have of their company and their fit in their culture? The second piece is confidence. And how do we exhibit confidence in an interview? A lot of people think that confidence is polished, and I actually disagree. I think in an interview setting, confidence looks like transparency. It looks like authentic power. And when you use the STAR methodology, unfortunately, what ends up happening is you talk at them. You sound very robotic. All of your answers sound very polished, but nobody cares. It's like, what's the point? I don't feel connected to you. And so you may kind of look confident, but actually, I think it actually shows that you're not confident at all. You just look like you're reading from a piece of paper on Zoom. Or if you're in person, it just looks like you memorized some things that you were going to tell me. In reality, confidence, and now here is the good news, is you can still totally memorize what you're going to say, but just change the words slightly so that you're actually transparent, so that you're in a confident way, you're sharing with them the challenges that you faced and how you overcome it. You're sharing with them transparency about your leadership and what you know and what you don't know. And what you don't know, you're sharing with them how you're going to solve for that. You're willing not to just give them the straight up answer when they say, how are you going to solve this problem? And then you're like, well, I'm going to do X and Y and Z, and then I'll solve this problem. And here's your strategy. And you can just go take it and run with it. Instead, you're going to take that step back and you're going to say, whenever I'm solving a problem in this way, I always look at it in three ways. I always am trying to solve the problem from how it's going to affect the people, how it's going to affect the organization, and how it's going to affect my team. I just made that up, but that sounded confident, didn't it? It's because I was actually connecting with you and I was actually showing you in a way what my work was behind the scenes, but not in this sort of memorized robotic way. Here's all my skills and all the great things that I've accomplished, which actually projects lack of confidence. You see what I mean? There's a big difference in being polished and memorized and actually connecting with your interviewers in a confident way. And the last thing is a commitment. And this is the part that really trips up a lot of my clients. And you've heard me talk about your long-term career vision, what your 3X vision is. And there are a lot of different reasons and ways that I work with my clients on uncovering what that long-term career vision is. But inside of the interview process, it's really important that we're interviewing at the next level up. So we're interviewing for a specific job. Let's say that you're a senior director and you're interviewing for a vice president level role. You're specifically interviewing for that VP level role, and we're not confused. We're not trying to jump all the way to our 3X vision of being the chief strategy officer or something at this organization. We're staying where we are. We're staying at the vice president level for this interview. But we speak with ambition. We speak with wanting to change the organization in a positive way. Not we're going to come in here and just disagree with you. But we speak with having ideas that we're committed to the long term, that we want something even beyond the vice president role, that we understand our industry, that we understand the greater needs of the organization. And we do that. And if we don't understand the greater needs of our current organization, we do that by going backwards and telling stories of how we had that commitment at our previous organizations. Now, when somebody asks, why are you leaving your company? And we're like, oh God, Stacy, I don't know how to answer this question. I'm leaving because I had a toxic boss or I hated here. You come back to why you're leaving your company is because of your greater commitment to your long-term vision and what you want to accomplish. And you believe in why you believe that you can accomplish this at this particular organization in this vice president level role. So that's how you start to exhibit commitment. That's how you do the third C of commitment, is by really talking about how you want to grow with this organization, not just this next role, but those roles beyond that, and that commitment to understanding and meeting and getting to know the culture of the company, really being willing to ask really good, juicy questions about the future of these organizations. When you show up in that way, you seem like a confident, engaged person who really wants to stay at this company for the long haul, not just solve this particular problem. Now, again, I'm going to go back to the STAR method. And the problem with the STAR method is, let's say you lay out your specific tasks, actions, and results. And let's say you lay all of that out and they're like, we disagree. That's not what we do here. That's not part of our company. Then what you're doing is you're basically giving them what I call a yes, no answer. You want to keep your answers very open-ended. And when you do that, when you keep your answers open-ended, as in, this is how I solve all problems in this way, then you're also equally showing them commitment. So it's not about a specific task at hand or a specific project, but in general, I'll be here with you all along the way, pivoting, challenging myself, changing course. And I'm going to do that with you as we continue and keep going. Refining your interview skills is an ongoing process. And something else that I want to mention before I sign off today is that I have a very strong belief and philosophy that we should always be interviewing, even if you love the job that you're currently in. And as you continue to think about getting promoted, moving into another group at your current organization, having these foundational interview skills, knowing how to have conversational style interviews, knowing how to speak to the greater purpose of how you solve problems, knowing how to bring the three C's into your interview process is essential to your ability to be successful once you actually get that role. This is what I work with my clients on. And right now I'm offering an incredibly accessible 8-week coaching package where we really dive into this interview process. So whether you are currently seeking a job full time, and that's your job, is to find a job, or you are employed and you're looking to explore and bring your whole self to the leadership table and see what else is out there, then I encourage you to go to stacymayer.com/apply and get on the phone with me, and we can talk about this 8-week coaching package where we can really transform your storytelling and transform how you're showing up in these interviews. And are you speaking like an executive leader, or do you seem and come off as a subject matter expert who's going to then enter this role and continuously have to prove herself? I obviously want you to show up as an executive leader so that you can be truly a part of that conversation once you get into that role. Again, this doesn't take away from the idea of having high standards, responsibility, knowing your stuff. Listen, you're a corporate badass. I know you know what you're doing. Now my job is to help you get the recognition that you already deserve. So go to stacymayer.com/apply and figure out if coaching and working with me in this process is the way for you. And otherwise, I really love to hear from you as you begin to apply this particular methodology to your interview skills and really see, what is the difference? How do they respond to me? Is this the best interview I ever went on? Many of my clients report that when they start to show up, instead of moving away from that STAR method and more into exhibiting these three C's in a very specific way, they find that the interviews cease to feel like interviews. They're less stressful. They feel like engaged back and forth conversation. And more importantly, they remind my client, and they remind you, that you have choices, that you are in charge of your interview process and you bring so much to the table. And now we want them to beg for you. We want them to find the perfect next best fit for you so that you can really start making that impact and having true influence at your organization. All right. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next week. Bye. you go. I have a question for you. Do you know how close you are to your next promotion? Really? Not what your boss has told you, not what you even believe to be true, but have you actually taken the time to sit down, take an assessment, review the 5 categories that it takes to get promoted into senior executive leadership positions, and decided where you fall in each category, and given yourself a ranking on a scale of 1 to 10 of how close you are to getting your next promotion? Have you done this? Well, now's your chance. If that feels interesting to you and you're like, hey, I want to know exactly how close I might actually be, or how far away you might be, and what it's going to take to get you even closer, then I invite you to take my promotability quiz. This is a quiz that I put together with practical tips that actually tell you where you're lacking and where you're winning. What are the areas that you actually need to improve, and not necessarily what your boss is telling you all the time, so that you can take concrete steps towards landing that next promotion and changing the face of the leadership table. Go to yourpromotabilityscore.com to take your free assessment today. Yourpromotabilityscore.com, and let me know how it goes.